Section 3. Once again, we're at improving your sense of rhythm through external sources. We did internal sources was Section 1. External sources was Section 2. Now we're at Section 3, which is motion and action. You can pay attention to the rhythm of your steps while walking. And that's a big one, by the way. Walking is a great time to practice rhythm. Or even jogging. Actually, jogging is the next one. And it says jogging can create polyrhythms with your breath or in your mind. And I actually have and do practice polyrhythms while jogging or walking. It's very, if you want to see an example of this, they have a video called Feeling 5-4 Within 6-8. The video is called Mike Longo, Rhythmic Nature of Jazz, 5-4 in 6-8. And it's a 14 minute and 13 second video. At 10 minutes and 22 seconds into it, I demonstrate walking while scatting the rhythm that I was working on that day. Other ways to practice rhythm through motion and action would be in sports. Coordination in sports can often help coordination in music, and some sports have relatively obvious rhythms like tennis. Other motion, like brushing your teeth, typing, gardening, they have irregular, non-periodic rhythms, but those are still rhythms. And when on stage, don't overdo bodily motions, especially tapping your foot. So I actually remember being at the National Guitar Workshop when I was 15 years old, and we had an ensemble performance, and I started tapping my foot, and the drummer said, "Don't do it. Don't tap." It was distracting him. I'm sure my time wasn't as good as his time, and especially if I was making a noise. Like, it's okay to, this is my philosophy, it's okay to tap your foot. I even encourage tapping your foot, but tap inside your shoe. Like, just tap your toes, not your whole foot. And definitely do not make noise, because that can be distracting. Moving on, it says body music, like playing your body, like physically tapping, like Bobby McFerrin or something like that. And even dancing can help your rhythm. Of course it can. Hand drumming, there's a whole bit about learning to hand drum. I'm just going to read it. It says, position the drum so it's at your navel. Rest your fingers on the head. The thumb is at the edge. Stretch your fingers off the head and then back on with a small, relaxed motion. Drop your hand like a dead fish. Stretch your fingers so they come up a little right at the point of contact, which is an open tone. Alternate your hands in time. Muffle the pulse where the hands and fingers flap on and stay on the head. That would be a muffled pulse. Mixed muffled pulse and all open tones in specific rhythms. Your specific rhythms would be 1, 2, 3, 4, or the Bo Diddley beat, like gang, 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 or 3-4 time, as in 1, 2, and 1, 2, and 1, 2, and one. That's just a sample 3-4 time, or some combination of 12-8. You can play, if one person's playing 1, 2, 3, the other person play 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, and then like other things like the Afro-Cuban bell pattern, all within this 4-4 beat, like gang, or 1 and 4, 1 and 4, or and like all that stuff can be superimposed over each other. It'd be great fun to experiment with that. And I have had guitar classes where I've made students experiment with playing on different parts of the rhythm. I think I have an article called Interlocking Rhythms, which is on this topic. It's really good fun. And then going back to the drumming, add accents with slap tones where you squeeze into the head. And then the last point just says play often. Have fun.